In the criminal justice system, judgment-based offenses are considered especially heinous. In Rochester, New York, the dedicated radio hosts who investigate these vicious crimes are members of an elite squad known as the Breakfast Buzz. These are their stories.
Is it happening to you right now? It could be if you're on the roads. This is a common driving pet peeve that we have to bring to the attention of the courtroom.
Big time.
The person who drives right next to you.
Side by each.
Yes. Parallel driving, Scotty calls it.
Mm-hmm.
Jerker justified. To drive right next to somebody. Not a little bit faster, not a little bit slower. Same exact speed. People do it every day, right? It happens. So there must be justification.
I do it to block the guy from getting past me.
You know what? I see it as more of I'm a cruise control driver.
Oh.
So if my cruise control is set for 56, then I'm going 56. If the person next to me, they can speed up or go slower. You know what I mean? Maybe that's justification.
Hi, the Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning. To drive next to somebody at an extended period of time at the same speed limit is a total 9,000% jerk move.
9,000%.
The worst time to do that, I drive tractor trailer.
Uh-huh.
When you sit beside a tractor trailer, that gives me no way out if an emergency happens.
Yeah.
And just so people know, if a tire blows on a tractor trailer, there's enough explosion force. If it comes through your window, it will take your head off.
Wow. Yikes.
Well, thank you.
Have you had tastefully telling
us about that.
Have you had a tire blow before?
Oh, yes. And it does damage. It'll tear a trailer apart. It'll tear the fender apart on the truck. There's enough explosion force in the tire of a tractor trailer. It's almost the equivalent explosion force to a stick of dynamite.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. No offense. I mean, you sound like a very nice guy. You call up all the time, but you terrify me. I hate when there's tractor trailers because you intimidate me.
Well, see, unfortunately, I go with the 5% rule. 5% bad drivers in cars, 5% drivers in trucks. There are some bad truck drivers, but most truck drivers, they know what they can do. They know what the truck is capable of doing in an emergency, and they know it's not going to be one vehicle that's getting wiped out. It's going to be multiple vehicles if that tractor trailer loses control.
Wow. Yeah, and you don't want that on your shoulders.
Exactly. And people, I don't understand why when I'm on the thruway, they'll come from out of nowhere. I'll see these tiny little white dots, and then all of a sudden they're beside me and they won't go any farther.
Mm.
Oh, man, really?
Yep.
All right, so we're doing this for you. This court case is for you.
Is it jerker justified?
I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
To be a parallel driver. 222 Buzz.
Jerk.
Why is that?
It's a death trap waiting to happen.
Yeah.
The way that people drive nowadays, it's ridiculous. I mean, nobody cares about anybody else but themselves. And especially like in, you know, the industry that I'm in, I mean, I face this problem all day, every day.
Are you a trucker?
Yes, sir.
He is.
Hi to Buzz, jerker justified.
Jerk, man.
Yeah.
Jerk.
There's nothing you can say. I can't find anyone.
I don't get it. It's the most dangerous, dumbest thing you can do. I mean, dude, what are you trying to do? Kill people? Sheesh.
I know.
All right,
so.
I mean, I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Thank you. Jerk it is. Good morning, The Buzz. Jerk or justified?
Jerk.
We're not going to get one justified.
Probably not.
It's almost a good thing, but I want everybody else to hear this. So if you are that person, now you know. Stop.
You know,
stop doing that.
Maybe everybody knows not to do it, and but then they're so distracted when they're driving.
Oh, they're like in a zone.
They don't realize it. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, now you'll be more conscious about this.
Yes, do not. Parallel. Drive.
Hi to Buzz. Good morning. Jerker justified.
Billy from Philly. How are you?
Oh, hey, Billy from Philly. You drive a lot.
Yeah, my wife up the hall, mainly, yeah. So the thing is that you got to remember is when you're in the left lane, that's for passing. That's for not parallel driving. So they're actually breaking the law.
Oh, wow.
And otherwise, yeah, it's a jerk move, and it drives me up the wall also.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. Hi, the Buzz. Joking justified.
Well, I'm on the fence because it takes two to tango. So you're both jerks or you're both justified. Because, I mean, you need to stay there near them. It takes two to tango.
So you either decelerate when someone's alongside you or speed up a little bit.
It does drive me nuts, though.
Exactly.
Because I did say that I am a cruise control driver. So when someone's parallel driving, it drives me nuts.
Really,
now I'm like, ugh, now I got to either do one or the other.
Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Somebody's got to make the first move.
Yeah, they're almost waiting for the other person to do it. So then you end up driving next to each other.
Exactly.
Thank you. Jerk or justified?
I'm under the mindset is like, will you please move so I don't miss my turn off, so I don't miss my exit and everything, and they're there. Mm-hmm. It's like, do something. Do something. Slow down. Speed up. Do something so I can get over in that lane. The person's a jerk.
There you go. We got it. Thank you. That is your verdict this morning.
The case, the testimony, the verdict. It's the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on 98.9 The Buzz.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.